So, we settle ourselves down. Relax the body. Calming the mind. When you're doing meditation, it's quite good if you can to keep the body as still as possible. Not rigid, but still. Very helpful. So this getting into the right position is important, because once you're in it, quite nice to try to gently hold that without moving. So consider this. If we become familiar with impermanence, we begin to see and we begin to expect to experience the transitory nature of all phenomena. Just consider that. Okay, can I though view my death and the death of loved ones as inevitable and behave with courage and acceptance? Can I? Or do I allow fear and grief and panic to arise and take control? Can I walk and act within this reality? Or will I avoid or be glib and trite in my response and quickly move on? These are my choices. We cling to this life as if it were permanent and unchanging. This life is indeed highly precious. It's just not permanent and unchanging. if I remain aware of impermanence and death, I will be alive to the present. I will view the past, although interesting, as like a dream, and the future, although exciting, it's a fantasy. This is a kind of freedom. If I behave this way, the disparity between our intelligence and how we behave will close. My mind will become more stable. I will become content and do what is meaningful for myself and others. So for a few minutes, reflect on these points. Allow a feeling, a positive feeling, to arise. And then if you can, just rest in the clarity. Just rest in that conclusion. Just rest. Thank you.